The Death Star was exactly as he had seen it through the Force, the size of a small moon. It hung balefully over the prison planet, still very much under construction, but recognizably a sphere designed to be solid from pole to pole, with a concave dish dimpling one side like a large crater, possibly belonging to an oversized communications or sensor system. Telemetry showed thousands of ships in the sensor's range. The station's immediate vicinity was full of support vessels carrying raw materials in and waste out. Some were short-range shuttles, obviously designed to hop between the construction site and the prison on Despair, which it orbited. Others were BFF-1 bulk freighters. Staring at the incredible venture taking place in front of him, the apprentice realized that he had found the answer to one mystery. "I guess this explains what the Empire wants with all those Wookiee slaves," he said. "Droids alone couldn't build that monster. Not in 1,000 years. Juno nodded distantly, her attention firmly focused on flying the ship. They were moving quickly, mindful of the load in the Stygium crystals in the cloaking device. With so many Imperial ships nearby, including dozens of TIE squadrons backed up by no less than 6 Star Destroyers patrolling the area, turning it off simply wasn't an option. The rogue shadow needed to be in and out quickly, so Juno wasn't spotted and intercepted. Even operating at the maximum safe speed, it was going to be tight. The rogue shadow banked around a beefy gas hauler that lumbered across their path and slid between 2 large freighters, following a parallel course toward the station's south pole. The rogue shadow flew through a cloud of orange gas that left the viewport, and no doubt the hull, a different color. Juno swung the ship a hard right to avoid a tumbling rock the size of a small asteroid, and only just missed crashing into a trio of TIE fighters that suddenly appeared from behind another freighter. "All right," she said, flicking switches at a furious rate. In the shadow of a giant crane, the rogue shadow came to a sudden halt. "That's it. I can't take you any farther." The apprentice double-checked telemetry as he stood. They had just passed through a field, keeping a thin atmosphere wrapped loosely around the massive structure. For the slaves, he assumed. The air was cold but breathable. The distance to the surface, 100 meters. "This'll be close enough," he said over the sound of the ramp opening. His lightsaber was at his hip. There was no reason to hang around. "Keep the ship cloaked and wait beyond scanner range." She followed him to the ramp and actually came out with him, which she had not expected. Steadying herself with one hand on his shoulder, she looked over the edge. The view was giddying, all droids and ships with navigational lights endlessly blinking. "I have a really bad feeling about this," she said. He tried to muster a casual tone. "Then we must be doing the right thing." She turned away from the view and looked up at him. "Am I going to see you again? If I can free the rebels. They'll need extraction." He did his best to sound nonchalant, but her eyes wouldn't brook dissemblance. "Probably not. No." "Then I guess I'll never need to live this down." She pulled him closer to her and kissed him hard on the lips. Utter surprise was his first response. Then time slowed, and he felt as though he were already falling. With a sense of unexpected surety, he held her in return and breathed in her scent, relishing the feel of her in his arms. For one long, wonderful moment, they were just Juno and Galen, and everything was right. Then something butted against the rogue shadow shields and the floor shifted underneath them. They stepped apart, reaching for something else to hang on to. She looked back into the ship, obviously torn between her duty and him. He positioned himself at the edge of the ramp. The taste of her was still strong on his lips. Despite everything, he smiled. "Goodbye, Juno." Before she could say anything, he turned and dived with arms outstretched into the roiling atmosphere. Glowing gold with the protective power of the Force, he fell as straight and free as an arrow toward the surface of the Death Star, far below.